We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. This is the third in our series on John chapter number 9. And we were looking now at the blind man that was healed. Understand, the blind man that was healed testifies that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Now, that's an amazing truth. We'll get to that at the end of this. We look at each one of these in the series, revealing, first of all, that Jesus is Lord, Messiah, and Savior. He's the only one that can save. The second one, the question of sin. It's easy to point, to make, you know, assumptions. Oh, that something must be really wrong with that family or with that person. You know, look at what's happening in their life. They must be wicked. Well, no, that just because bad things happen don't mean that they're wicked. We're living in a world that's been affected by sin. Now, today, the third in the series is concerning this work that the Lord was sent to do here on this earth. And it's recorded in history. Okay, He was born of a virgin. We have that. He came, we date our time by the coming of Christ. Everyone knows that he went to the cross. He died, He was buried on the third day, He was raised from the dead. And so when He says here, I must work the works of Him that sent me, John 9:4, wild as day, the night cometh when no man can work. Well, He came to finish the work which His Father gave Him to do. All right, the Bible says that in Philippians 2, verse number 6, who being in the form of God, this is talking about Jesus, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, for He is God. He's God manifested in flesh. But He made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of man. That's the virgin birth. Philippians 2:8, being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. It's above every religious denomination. It's above every religious leader. He is above all, for He is from heaven. He is God, manifested in the flesh. The work that He came to do was to die on the cross, all right? And so as we read in the very first series, He read from the book of Isaiah in the synagogue, and He said, today, this is fulfilled in your ears. Everything you see about what the Messiah was, when He comes, this is what He's going to do. Well, John 17:4, we have His prayer. He says, I have glorified Thee on earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. There was only one thing left for Jesus to do when He prayed that prayer in John 17. What was that? To go to the cross, to die for sinners. And so today, you see, as I look at this, we look at the statement that was made here, the work of God. He says, I must do the works of Him that sent me. Wild as day. The night cometh when no man can work. We have an exhortation concerning all that believe. We also need to work, for the night is coming. You see, in Romans 13:11, and when I say believer, I'm not talking about, don't give me your label, what you belong to. Do you know Jesus? Has there been a time when you've confessed, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Remember last week's Nuggets of Truth? Sin must be repented of. Those people felt themselves much better because they didn't have children that were born blind. Everything was good with them. And Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll perish. Well, so here we're talking to believers who are now, they've confessed. They've placed faith in Jesus. And now knowing the time that it's now high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. This is Romans 13:11-12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. As Jesus, his works revealed that God had sent him. Our works ought to reveal that we're believers, that we're following him. And so he says here, the night is far spent. And so there's coming a time when you won't be able to work. Well, one day Jesus is going to return. I look at what's happening in America and I say, wow, we're at the end. The rapture could take place. After the rapture takes place, if you're left behind and you've heard the truth and rejected it, the Bible says you won't get a second opportunity. You're headed for the lake of fire. You're headed for the judgment seat, or I should say the great white throne judgment, all right? And so the great white throne judgment, you'll be judged and cast in the lake of fire. And so here, this is what we're supposed to be doing. We know the night's coming. So what's he say? The day is at hand. Cast off the works of darkness. Darkness, what is darkness? That's sin. Let me just read it from Ephesians 5, verse number 10. Believers were to prove what's acceptable unto the Lord. We're not to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You want to know what darkness is? Read the first couple verses of it, of Ephesians 5. He labels several things that should never be said of a Christian. And when you look at that list, you're going to say, oh, I thought these were gray areas. They didn't matter. No, he calls them darkness. And so as a Christian, I'm not supposed to be practicing sin. I'm be living for God. Prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. In other words, rather reprove them. If I reprove them, if I say, no, God calls that sin. As for me and my house, we're not going to do that. We're going to serve the Lord. What am I doing? Well, when I reprove, the light becomes brighter. The dark becomes darker. We're to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. Take every opportunity to talk with your kids, your loved ones, your friends. Take advantage of every opportunity. And then when he said here, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The sacrifices of the Old Testament, they had to pick what the best. What are we supposed to do? Well, we're to give the best of our time to God. Today, most people give what's left over. Well, I'll give maybe an hour to God a week. No, you're to give the best of your time, the best of your life, the best of your talents. And so Jesus went on to say here, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He came to deliver men from darkness, from sin, to bring men to spiritual life and spiritual light. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. And so in John 9:6, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went his way, therefore, and he washed, and he came, see. And so you'll note, he came to heal and to save sinners. He's the light of the world. And so when I look at this account, all right, well, what's he saying? He's saying that's the work that God had gave him to do. He said that this work, he said, I must work while it is day. The night's coming. Did he do what the Father gave him to do? Yes, he went to the cross. He died. He was buried on the third day. He was raised from death. And he then ascended. And now he says to you and I, now you have a work. And that exhortation is for you and I today. Remember when Jesus said in Matthew, you're the light of the world? You know, that light ought to reveal God. It ought to bring glory to God. That light ought to show the way to heaven. And so today, this third part of John chapter number 9, you see, we can read the account, but understand, when I look at this account, there's applications that can be made. Listen to what he said in the preceding chapter. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Can you say, yeah, I'm saved. I'm walking in light. That's good. The night is far spent. What's happening? You look at what's happening in our world today. The darkness is overtaking our world. But for believers and their families, it should not overtake us and our families. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.